All right, good evening. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Yud Ches Amud Beis, and Yud Tes Amud Aleph, another very dense Gemara. Hopefully we'll get to a little bit of Yud Tes Amud Beis, some fascinating first time in Shas exceptions where some of the Gaonim have additions into the Gemara. This is historically extremely unique. We'll see this on Daf Yud Tes, where Rav Yehuda Gaon, who lived about 150 years after the close of the Gemara, somehow added in elements of the Gemara, almost a full Amud's worth of text. So really fascinating. We'll get into some of that a little bit later. We're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down at a new Mishnah. Remember, as always, we're talking about finding lost items. So let's say, for example, Matza Gitei Nashim, you find a get, v'shechur evaidim, you find a get shechur for an evid. Daitiki, which is the something from a shchiv meira, something from someone who's dying, or a matana, a document. You find the shtar of a matana. This is not a shchiv meira. This is a bari, regular person. The shovarin or receipts. The halacha is hareza lo yachzer. Why is it the din of shelo yachzer that there's no mitzvah vashava saveda? That's the technical way to look at this. Is there a mitzvah vashava saveda? And the answer is shani omer ksuvin hayu v'nim lachalein shelo litnon. Maybe they wrote them. Maybe the husband wrote the get, but Lamaisa didn't end up really planning on giving it. Okay, very well. That's the svar. The Gemara makes a diuk, and we're gonna question it. Says the Gemara as follows: Taima dinimlach shelo litnan. Perhaps the svara is as we stated in our Mishnah, which is that the person who wrote the document, let's just go with the get nashim of all of the examples, but it applies to all of them, is because dinimlach shelo litnan. Because the husband wrote the get, things were on the rocks. They go to couples therapy. Shalom Yisrael, everything is better. But ha'amar tnu, if in fact there was this explicit language of give this to my wife, then nosnin ve'afidu lizman meruba. This language of tnu is the Gemara adds in, and it says that it implies that it's even lizman meruba, even if a long time has transpired since the writing of the get, or since it's a diuk. Oh no! The get is a regular get. And he says tnu. That's verbally. But then we find out that the husband had said tnu. Yeah. We find out that the husband had actually said tnu, then nosnin. V'afidu lizman meruba, even if the get was dated January 1, 2021, COVID. Yeah. So we stop here. We understand the divorce rates peaked a little bit. And then they find it in 2024 because the husband had the language of tnu. So therefore, v'afilu lizman meruba, this get has no expiration date. But this is a problem, the expiration date, because in another brisa, we'll see otherwise 10 lines from the bottom. We're minhu, we have another brisa. This is a brisa from Maseches Gittin, daf chav zayin. And the Gemara there says, hamevi get ve'avad heimenu. Someone who brings a get and it gets lost, matzu la'altar kasher im la'av pasul. The only time it's kasher is if you find it immediately. But if it's zman meruba, if it's not la'altar im la'av, if it's not a short amount of time, then it's pasul. So that is a conflict. The diuk from our Mishnah was ve'afilu lizman meruba, it would be kasher. But the brisa seems very, very clear that im la'av pasul, that if it's not la'altar, that it would not be a kasher get. So namely, do we say there's an expiration date on a get, or do we not? Good, fair. We probably learned about that in Gittin, I just don't recall. Let me see if the Rishonim here talk about it. Matula Alter, Rashi, 12 lines, 15 lines from bottom. Hasam Afarsh Kadesha Tavor Shayara Vitishra. As much time as it takes for there to be a caravan to pass over. So basically the point is that La'altar is for the current caravans, not for the new set of caravans. That's how we define La'altar. Anyways, that's our kasha. Our Mishnah leaves an implication that there's no expiration date of a get. And the Brisa from Gittin seems to say that we do have an expiration for a get. Amar Rabba, Lokasha kan b'makom shashayoros mitzuyos. When we have a lot of turnover, when there's a lot of traffic from place to place, so there we're very concerned about expiration dates, and there because maybe other gittin came, maybe this get's not from now, maybe there's another couple with the same name. And Khan, in our Mishnah, where it seems to say that there's no expiration date, that's Khan b'makom she'en hashayos metuyos. There's only one couple of whatever, you know, Reuven and Rachel, whatever the case may be. And therefore, ve'afilu lizman meruba, there is no expiration date. So there's no machlokes, there's just two different mari makomos. When we have a case scenario of shayaros mitsuyos, we're concerned about a get that could have applied to two people. And when we have a case where it's not like that, when we have a case where they are not mitsuyos, then we're okay. We allow for the get to still be given even after a lengthy amount of time. And says the Gemara, ve'afilu b'makom she'ashayaros mitsuyos, even in a place when we have a lot of shayaros, we're only talking about a case where there's a chazaka. We need two factors. It's a two-step formula. Step number one, to say that the get is going to be as it is b'makom she'ashayaros mitsuyos, where there's a lot of movement of shtaros. And v'hu, when is this true? It's only true that the get would not be valid is if there's two of the same exact people in the city. The get has the same exact name, right? Like in our shul, it's not exactly all the names don't align, but Rabbi Robinson and Mrs. Robinson are Yaakov and Atara, and the Stein's children are Yaakov and Atara. Those things happen. Now, it's not all b'mleuso. It's not Yaakov, whatever. I don't know what, I know Rabbi Yaakov Zalman. I don't know what the other kid is. It's not an exact match. But let's say that it was a match. So only if it is a match do we say that there is a problem with the expiration date on the shtar. The ilote mahachi, if you don't give this parameter of Shehuchzak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, so that will cause a problem. Kasha de Rabba de Rabba. That doesn't work for Rabba. Why not? Because Dahu Gita de Ishtakach Beidina de Rav Huna. There was a get that was found in the Bezdin of Rav Huna. And Rashi here at the bottom of the page says three lines from the bottom. Dibur Hamaskel Beidina de Rav Huna B'makom Shu Yosef Vidon. That's where Rav Huna was taking cases. Umitoch Shal Kol Regilin Etzlo. Ladun, because everybody came there to get their cases adjudicated. Havalei makom she'ashayaros mitsuyosham. It's considered a trafficked place. Lav dafka that there are actually caravans. The point is that there's a lot of foot traffic. There's a lot of people coming in and out. There's a lot of hullabaloo. Everybody comes to Bezdin on Mondays and Thursdays, whatever the details are. So then the Gemara says that that's what was going on by Beit Dina de Rav Huna. To have a kasu bay, and what was written in the get was Beshuyere Mata de Al Rochis Nara. It's this particular city, Shuyere, and it was Al Rochis Nara on the waterfront of Rochis. That's where this place was. And Omer Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna say? As we turn to the top of Yudches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Chai Shinan Lishne Shuyere. We're worried about the possibility of there being two of these exact cityed names. Yesterday, I drove down another Foster. It's in Skokie. It's in Evanston. There's another Foster. If you would have said to me 3 days ago, oh, I live on Foster, I'd been like, oh, south. I don't live over there. That's tough. What? Three Niles centers? Niles streets?
Niles north, Niles land.
Three cities of Niles. Uh-huh. Okay. So here there's two streets in the same city. So let's say the get says it's Reuven and Rachel. They're married and they live on Rehov Foster. So even here, it's not, as long as you're in different city limits, you can have the same exact street names. We have Main Street all over the place, piercing many different cities. That's the example we always give because Main Street is everywhere. That's normal. So therefore, over here, this is the concern of Rav Huna of Chayshin and Lishnei Shuyre. We're concerned about that. And Va'amalei Rav Chizda L'Rabba Pok Ayinba. Rav Chizda said to Rabba, you need to go learn up the sugya de l'orta, because later tonight, Bai Minach Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask you Akasha on this sugya. Nafak, and he went out. Rabba went to the base medrash. Duck, and he looked into it. Va'ashkach, and he found a mishnah. Ditnan kol ma'isa bezdin hareze yachzir. That in such a case, we're not really concerned about two of the same names. It's Hareze Yachzir. When is the only way he's concerned? Is when we know that there are two names. But when we don't know that there are two names, we're not concerned that there are people with the same exact names. Habedina de Rav Huna, and in the Bezdin of Rav Huna, Dechi Makom Shashoyos Mitsuyos Tami, that was a Bezdin that was very public. That was a bit very public. And still, what did Rabba conclude on the fourth line? Hareze Yachzir. The Kapashid Rabba de Yachzir. Alma, Ihuchzeku Shne Yosef Ben Shimon in Ilolo. Obviously, the only time Rabba is concerned about a get where it's Makom Shemetsuyos Shayarim is where there's a double name that's guaranteed in that city where everybody knows, oh, there's two couples, I can't believe it, the same wedding invitation, like all the jokes, right? They're the same exact couple. They have all the same names. That's very, very rare. And that's how we know that the previous explanation of our Gemara, that the distinction that the Gemara said on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis between our Mishnah over here and the Brisa from Gittin Kav Zayin is a good answer. The distinction of Kan B'Makom Shashayos Mitsuyos and Kan B'Makom Shena Shayos Mitsuyos with the qualification that when do we say that we're concerned? Only if there's a Chazaka that there are two names of the same exact couples. And the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis actually tells a brief story where this was true. Avad Rabba Uvda Be'Kitna De Pumpadisa Kishmaitse. In a case of Kitna, in a case of flax, we'll see what that means in a minute, what the case of flax was. Kishmaite, where he said, Hareze Yachzir, and Afal Pitadit, we'll have to see exactly what the conditions were where he said what he said. But he employed his Shita. So what's the din over here? So the Gemara says as follows. Ika de Amre, that the case of Rabba was Hecha de Mizabne Kidnab, where people were selling flax, Vuhu Shalohuchziku, and Afal Gab, Dishchichin Shai Rasa. There was no Chazaka of two Yosef ben Shimon's and Rachel ben whatever, Rachel ben Chaim. There wasn't a Chazaka like that, and Afal Gab, Dishchichin Shai Rasa. That in such a case, that even though it was Shriach Shai Rasa, he would still say Hareza Lo Yachzir because both conditions weren't fulfilled. The only time we really have a concern when we would say there's no mitzvah of Ashava Saveda is when it's when there's a lot of Shayaros and where there's a chazakah that both couples have the same exact name. That's version number one of Rabba's story. And 12 lines down, Yud Ches Amud Beis, Vika D'Amrei, Hecha D'Taru Kitna, that we're only talking about where the flax was being soaked. That's totally different. And even though there was taka a chazaka of two names, to lo shchicha shayaros. So there, that must have been a case of lo shchicha shayaros, where the same halacha would have been applied. Again, it's flip flopping the two parts of the formula. Yes, yes means if we know that it's a chazaka of shayaros, and we know that it's a chazaka of names, fine. But if you're missing any of them, then the halacha flips. Now, a quarter of the way down, the Gemara says, Reb Zeira, Rami Masnis and Abraisa Umeshani. Reb Zeira asks a question from a Mishnah to a Braisa. Now, I'm just going to foreshadow a little bit. When you're asking a Kasha on a Mishnah, the best place to ask a Kasha on a Mishnah from is a Mishnah. A Braisa is second tier, right? We have a hierarchy of our sources. We are so organized about our primary sources, we actually have a pecking order of what is considered a better source to ask from. We don't just take any source that talks about something and say, sure, no problem, you can ask from there. No, we have rules. We have rules. I actually wrote in the side of my sitter by Reb Yishmael, we have rules. We have one lens through which to learn and understand the Torah. And that's the Yud Gimel Midos She'ator Nidresh Espahen. And I know as someone who learns Gemara with you, Hashem, forgive me. The Gemaras about Klal U'Pradu Klal are very hard, and they're not enjoyable. They're not. They're very hard. But it's the only way to understand Torah. Same exact thing over here. We have a system of even how to ask questions. You have to ask questions the right way. That's the only way to learn properly. So here we already have a little bit of a problem with Reb Zeira that he's asking a bright son a Mishnah, but let's get into it, and then we'll see how he and his counterpart disagree with one another. Reb Zeira, Rami Masnis and Abraisu Mishani. What was the Mishnah? Tanan. Hamevi get ve'avad heimenu. There was one who brought in a get and then it got lost. Matzu la'altar kosher. If the get was found immediately, we have the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, we bring the get back. Vim lav pasul. And if not, then it's pasul. The get has to be la'altar. To Texas question earlier, that means that it's before the Shayaros change directions. Uriminhi, but we have a Braisa that we're going to now ask from Gittin Kav Zayin. Matzu get isha b'shuk. If we find the divorce document in the public place, Bisman Shabal Moda Yachzir Leisha, when the husband agrees that it's true, we give it to the woman. She can then use it for her divorce. And Eina Bal Moda, if the husband doesn't agree, Lo Yachzer, Lo Lozev, Lo Lozev, neither of them get it. K'tani Mias, but what do we see in this Brisa from Kav Zayin, from Gittin Kav Zayin? Bizman Sheh Bal Moda Yachzer Le'isha Ve'afilu Lizman Meruba. Because the Brisa from Gittin Kav Zayin doesn't speak about a time frame, there's an implication that there's a very long amount of time that's allowed. This is very similar to what we asked when we opened our Gemara today, where we pointed out that the Mishnah seemed to leave an implication that there's no expiration for a get, and the Braisa did. Here it's the opposite. Here the Mishnah left an implication that there was a limit, that was that there's a limit, that there is an expiration date, but the Braisa from Kav Zayin seems not that way. Similar answer as before. And Ika de Amre, how do we understand Reb Zera? V'hu shehuchzeku delo ne'edar, v'hainu de Rabba. And one of them is like Rabba, that there's a chazaka. And Ika de Amre, afal gab delo huchzeku lo ne'edar. And even if there is a chazaka, it will not be given back. U'pliga de Rabba, and they disagree with Rabba. Now, we had Rabba as we opened our Gemara, and we have Reb Zera over here. When Rabba opened our Gemara and gave us the answer of Khan, where we have Shayaros Mitzuyos and Khan not, Rashi, Rabba was Mishnah on Mishnah. Over here with Reb Zera, we have Mishnah on Brisa. So now the Gemara says, we're halfway down on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Bishlama Rabba lo Amar ki Reb Zera. I understand why Rabba in the open of our Gemara doesn't like Reb Zera. Mas nisin alimole leikshuye. Because Rabba knows, as do we all, that if you're asking Akasha on our Mishnah, you had best be asking from another Mishnah. That makes sense why Rabba didn't want to hold like Reb Zera. But why doesn't Reb Zera ask from a Mishnah? Ela le Reb Zera, my time alo Omar ke Rabba. Why didn't Reb Zera ask the same exact question as Rabba? The Gemara should have said, V'chein sha'al Rabba. V'chein sha'al Reb Zera. Why is it that Reb Zera had to shake things up? So Amar Lach, Reb Zera was bothered by how Rabba learned one of the sources. Mika Tani, Ha'amar Tnu, Nosten Vafilu Lizman Meruba. Stan, this is kind of your question. We looked at the open of our Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and over there was a diuk. Taima Dinimlach Shalo Nosnan, Ha'amar Tnu, Nosnan Vafilu. Reb Zera is like, did you just pull that out of thin air that it said Tnu? And therefore it's Lizman Meruba? You can't just make any diuk you want, Rabba. This isn't a total free-for-all. This is not just like poetic license to do whatever you want. There's a system. There's a system. You can't literally do what you did and make up that it said tnu. It doesn't say tnu. So that's what he was bothered by. Dilma, ha'amar tnu nosnin, ula olam kedekaim alan la'altar. Maybe there is tnu, but you were wrong about the factor of la'altar versus v'afilu lizman meruba. So says the Gemara. Lamanda Amar le Reb Zera b'makom shasha yoros mitzuyos. According to the sheet of Reb Zera that we're dealing with, makom shasha yoros mitzuyos. The afal gav shelo huchzeku shnei Yosef ben Shimon upliga de Rabba. And according to this approach of Rabba of Reb Zera, excuse me, that we disagree with Rabba, and even if we don't have identical gittin of Yosef ben Shimon's. Again, Yosef ben Shimon is their John Doe, right? Just their nameless person. So, b'maika miflage, what then is the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef? Says the Gemara that Rabba savar dekatani kol maisa bezdin hareze yachzir di ishtakach bevezdin askinon. The Gemara says in the name of Rabba that we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says kol maisa bezdin hareze yachzir. Rab is of the opinion. We have to make things work with our Mishnah. That's why he tried so hard to explain our Mishnah the way that he did. He went out of his way, put his right hand on his left ear. Why did he do that? Because we have a Mishnah, Kol Maisa Bezdin, Areza Yachzer, Di Ishtakach Bevezdin Askin, and we're dealing with a case in Bezdin. U'Bezdin Kamakom Shashayaros Mitzuyos, V'Ushochzak Lo Yachzer. So in those cases, then, Lo Yachzer, when there's a Chazaka, but in any other case, we're going to say Yachzer. Lo huchzak yachzir. If there are no double names, then yachzir. But what was driving Rabba was another Mishnah, a correlating Mishnah, which was kol maisa bezdin hareza yachzir. That was what was driving him. Reb Zera didn't agree. Reb Zera, 12 lines from the bottom, Amar Lach, miktani kol maisa bezdin, shenimtzu ube bezdin, When it says kol ma'isa bezdin, it doesn't mean that it's in a bezdin where there are shayoros mitzuyos. Kol ma'isa bezdin yachzir k'tani. All it says is any action of bezdin. Aksuba is an act of bezdin, even if it's not done in bezdin. Ul'olam de'ishtaka chavroi. Perhaps it was happening outside of bezdin, says Rabbah. In which case, your two conditions can't be fulfilled because outside of bezdin is not makom shayoros mitzuyos. So they have a fundamental argument about how to understand the Mari Makomos. And going back to the case of Get, Rav Yirmiya Amar, he says, Kigon, de ka'amri edim ma'olam lo chasamnu ela al get echad shel Yosef ben Shimon. The reason why we're willing to give back the get to this Isha is because the edim say, we, the edim, you have aid number one, aid number two, let's say aid number one is Stan, aid number two is Michael. They both say, we promise, we've only signed one get as edim with these exact names of Yosef ben Shimon and Rachel ben Chaim. Only one. So that's what the Gemara says. Ihachi says the Gemara, Maila Memra. Why would you bother saying anything? That case is very, very obvious. If there's Eidus Pashut that we only signed one get like that, then the Eidus should be no less weak than the signatures on the get. We're adults, we're Eidim, it should all work out. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'u detema, that we might have taken our concern about names even further. Perhaps Lechush Dilma Isrami, Shma Kishma, the Eidim Ke'edim Kamash Malano. This is a crazy case. We actually had this in Maseches Gittin, I believe, where we had a Havamina that if we say we have Yosef ben Shimon was the husband, and we have Rachel ben Chaim as the wife, and they grew up in the same city of Chicago on the same exact block. Again, they didn't have that back in the day, but they would say Mi'ir Chicago. Let's say that's what it said. Yosef ben Shimon is getting divorced from Rachel ben Chaim, Mi'ir Chicago. And the Edim's names were exactly the same. Ad Heichan, how far do we go with our concerns? Kamash Malon says the Gemara, not that far. Okay, if we have a chazakah about the husbands and wives having the same name, we have an example, kind of, sort of, in our base medrash. It's at least hearable that we can have two names where people marry each other and they have similar names. I could hear it. I'm sure. I'm Hillel. My wife's Rachel. I'm sure it exists somewhere on planet Earth. I'm sure, but that they also have the same Adam that I have on my get on my ksuba. We're still married on my ksuba. No, that's not. That's too far fetched. Everything. It's five. It's at least five details. It's not just five details. It's Hillel Pinchas ben Shmuel Mordechai. It's Rachel Shipora ben David Akiva HaLevi. It's not normal. And by the way, there are some who have a chumrah to write lemishpachas keresh. We do this on ksubas to try to avoid these scenarios. They didn't have last names. But I'm saying today it would be even more far-fetched. So I was masada kedushin at a wedding, which I tried to avoid like the plague, but I couldn't get out of it. And this was actually very awkward. I had emailed from my OU email account that day. I emailed Rabbi Matanki a question. He was helping me with the documents. And I didn't know this, but behind the scenes, the OU turned off my forwarding on my email because I had set it up through Gmail, which is usser when you have Outlook. I didn't know. So they turned off my email. Rabbi Matanki wrote back to me, yes, you should write Lemishpachas. And I didn't get his email. And then he read the ksuba without my Lemishpachas. Ah, nobody would have. He would have. And I didn't realize till days later. I'm like, guy, why am I not getting any work emails? It's so weird. And then they all, when I called and fixed it, they like all came in as a flood. And I read through them and I'm like, oh yeah. I know. It was really uncomfortable. He won't remember it, but I will. What?
You're suspended.
I would love to be suspended. I don't want to be Masada Kedushin. It's not a part. I will not sing under your chuppah. That's correct. I'd rather be Masada Kedushin than sing under your chuppah. No. I'm not. I don't want any kibbutim.
I do not know which I less.
But you.
Oh, you would rather be Masada Kedushin.
But you're saying the kibbutim more for, right?
Yeah. Until we find someone more appropriate. Yeah. Relax, Michael. Relax.
First, at least away from yesterday.
I know. It's very exciting. I have to book a ticket to your wedding, though. I haven't done that yet. All right. Says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, another possible answer about the get Isha. Ravashi Amar Kigon de Ka'amar Nekev Yeshbo Bitzad Os Plonix. There's a witness where we know that there is a hole by a particular letter. One of the pictures I'm going to show on Shabbos is a Sefer Torah that was just damaged now, and the shrapnel pierced the diameter of the scroll. So when they unroll it, you can see that there's a hole, like a tattered hole, going through every, whatever the circumference is, every 10 inches, whatever it is. What? Mamish, but a little bit, this possible to save it. So this was actually unfixable. We were at a place, I'll talk about it on Shabbos, so whatever. It was very fascinating that they wanted to fix it. They just couldn't, there was too many, it was too many. It literally went through the whole Torah. How many rolls are there? This probably 50, 60, it's impossible.
Every roll,
the thickness changes.
Yeah, and it depends how tightly they rolled it, the previous guy. So whatever it was unfixable. So the Sefer Torah is puzzle. So they'll have to bury it. But when we were there, they literally had it out to show it to us as a Sefer. I have a picture of my laptop. We printed it for Shabbos. So we'll talk about it. Anyways, the Gemara says that if we knew that there was, who knew that this would be a lemaisa? Like, when is there a hole in a document? So there are holes. Sometimes there are holes. So if the nekev yeshbo b'tzad os plonis, so a very specific letter. Oh, I know by the resh and ruvain, I noticed that there was a hole in the parchment. B'dafka b'tzad os plonis, only if it's a specific letter. Aval nekev be'al malo, that's not enough detail. That's not enough detail to just say there's a hole. In our parchments are fantastic compared to what they had back in the day. We saw a Sefer Torah in Eretz Yisrael on this trip that was 700 years old. 700 years old from Iraq. You, of course, can't touch the cloth, but when you looked at it, it looked like finished leather. It had a totally different look than our Sefer Torah. This was a Yemenite Temani Torah. The Ksav was different. Amazing. It was amazing. For sure, for Sephardim, all the letters were intact, which was half of a fella. They nailed the ink. I mean, we didn't roll through the whole thing, but... Well, it was also, first of all, it was a Sephardic Sefer Torah, so it was the box, that's what you're saying, yeah. That probably helped a lot. We also didn't roll through the whole thing, but they had one little Yemenite guy sitting there with a special pen, and he was going through every letter of all this. He was going through one whole Torah. He like did multiple columns while we were sitting, perfecting, making sure any little smudge within a letter was fixed. He didn't pick up his head for an hour. He didn't say hello. He didn't say goodbye. Stuck in a zone. It was amazing. It was amazing. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. And why not about Nekeb Alma? Because Ravashi Masafkale, if Simonim, Ide Oraisi, Ide Rabbanim. This is Alam Dushas Sugya too. Do we say that when there's a simon, when we see a simon, can that simon impact something that's a din de Oraisa or a din de Rabbanon only? Namely, if we see a simon, can that invalidate a get or not? Do we say that a simon can impact a din d'oraisa like a get or no? It can only impact dine d'rabbanan, like something that's d'rabbanan. I don't know what an example is, but you get the point. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, the Gemara says, as we turn to the top of your testament, Aleph Irkas Legita Be Medrasha, he had lost a get inside a base medrash. Omar, he had said, Isimana, if you guys want a simon, Isli Bigave. If you want, I have a simon, I could tell you about it. And itvius ena, if I can tell just by looking at it, I wouldn't be able to detail how I know that it's mine, but I'd know that it's mine. Itvius ena, easily bigavo. I would know, most likely, I would know my tefillin, but I don't know that I could tell you how I know that it's mine. So it's the way that it fits, but it's an intangible. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. I can either give you a simon or I can give you an intangible. Finally, ahadrua nehale, they found it and they gave it back to him. Then the Gemara says, Omar, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Lo Yadana, when they gave it back to me, I don't know if they gave it back to me, Imi Shum Simna Ahadruha Nihali, if they gave it back to me because of the simon, because Savri Simon and Doraisa, and they hold that because it was a get, that obviously a simon in this iteration could be that it's a din Doraisa, or Imi Shum Tvias Eina Ahadruha Nihali, or if they gave it back to me because of Tvias Eina, the Dafka Tsurba Midarabana, but only a Chashav Rav. This is an interesting knich, that when it comes to Tvias Eina, that we only rely on Talmidei Chacham. If you don't rely on Stam, a person, you have to be of a certain caliber. But Rav used to say, this is about halacha, used to say, when you're Nam Ha'aretz, you think you can paskin just from your kishkas, but you're Nam Ha'aretz. After you've learned all the shachs and tazes in your day, and you know them well, then you paskin from your kishkas. After you know everything, then you can paskin, just like let the words fall out. But this is, if you're a regular guy, we don't trust you. Only if you're a Talmud Chacham. Aval inish de almalo. All right, let's dig into one of the cases that we saw. Yud Tesamid Aleph, seven lines down, going to the very top of Yud Tesamid Beis, and then we'll stop. And then the next Amud is a little bit shorter. Still trying to catch up. These Gemaras are just, I don't know if you've ever tried to learn this Masechta before. It's very hard. Very hard.
It's can't even. Between you and me, my friend.
Well, yeah, I'll switch chairs with you literally right now. No problem. Happy to give it up. I mean, just for a couple of masechtas. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Gufa, the Gemara says, Matza get Isha b'shuk, that we just saw this case, that if you find a get Isha in the shuk, remember we're discussing a Shavas Aveda, Bizman Shah Bal Moda, when the husband agrees, yes, yes, of course, we did mean to get divorced, and the document just got lost, Yachzer l'Isha, and then they're divorced. Eina Bal Moda lo Yachzer lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. Bizman Shah Bal Moda miha, what did we see in this, Brysa? That when the husband agrees, Yachzer l'Isha, that it goes to the wife. Says the Gemara, wait 1 second. Vilechush, perhaps we should say that Shema Kosav Litain Benisan, maybe when the husband said, yes, I agree that I wrote that for my wife, he wrote it in Nisan right before Pesach, very stressful season, but below Nasan La Ad Tishrei. But because of the kids, they held on for 6 more months, and he didn't give her the get until Tishrei. And then Ve'azal Bal, the husband, who had every right to the woman's peros of her Nichsei Maluv, which we've learned about numerous times in Shas, and Zavin Pire Minisan Ve'ad Tishrei, and he sold peros to which he had the rights to for those six, for that 6 month stretch. And then Umafka Lagita de Kosa Benisan, and then the get that he had written in Nisan comes about, Ve'asya Lemitraf Lekucho Shelo Kedin. And she goes to the people to whom the husband sold peros and said, no, here's my get. We were divorced in Nisan, give me back all my peros. But really, so what's our case? We said if we find it and the husband said, yes, I wrote it, give it to the Isha. So if we find it in Nisan and we give it to her later, they were never divorced halachically, she can go back and incorrectly undo all of the sales of the peros. Besides for a million other problems, mamzerus, yeah, 100 problems. But we're only talking about the important stuff like peros. Yeah, mamzerus we can put to the side. But we're keeping the case narrow, Stan. Don't get, we don't have time for all of your shenanigans. But that's what the Gemara is talking about right now, is that we're trying to figure out, because really what we're talking about is where the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is. But if we say that there's a din of Hashavas Aveda, that if the husband is mode, that yes, that's my document, I agree with you, and I did want to divorce her, and they give it to her, and they give it to her in Tishrei, but really he never gave it to her yet, she'll go back, and all the peros that he sold, she will incorrectly, because they're not divorced, because they are divorced, so then she's going to mess up all the sales. And says the Gemara, this actually is dependent on a separate machlokas. Ha nicha leman de Omar, a Gemara early in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, and we saw the Shita, keivan shenasan ein av legarsha, shuv ein lebal peros, shapir. When do we say that this is the case? That if he wrote the get in Nisan, just by virtue of the fact that he wanted to get divorced, whether or not the divorce is its own sugya, but the peros are gone. The peros from the Nichse Malug are done. The Nichse Malug is what she brings into the marriage. She brings an orchard into the marriage. She owns the principal. He owns the peros. He has the rights to the peros. So we have this din too, that once a couple decides that they're not going to stay married, they cannot sleep together anymore as well. We have other such ideas. But here the Gemara says, based on the Gemara in Gittin Yud Zayin, that once he's Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, Shuvein Lebal Peros Shaper, then I could understand how she got this document in Tishrei. He never gave it to her. But the Haraya, the fact that she's holding a star that says Yosef ben Shimon wants to divorce Rachel ben Chaim, obviously he doesn't have the Peros anymore. That makes perfect sense. And then if he sold them, that was an incorrect sale. But if the desire to divorce doesn't hold any weight, and it's only a question of her actually receiving the get, what then do we say? So the Gemara says, don't worry. When she goes back to the people to whom the husband sold the peros, Amrinan la del se, I see raya, emas mata gita liyadech. Show me the footage. When did he hand you the get? But this only works according to approach number two in Gittin, not approach number one. Approach number one, that is Mishas, Nasan Einav, there the Peros are done. But approach number two, and this is the only way that this Gemara works, is if the only time that the Peros are restricted is from the time the get is in her hand. Says the Gemara, and before we read this, I take a look at the footnote on the side. I have a little bays here. The old Gemaras have this, David? Oh my. Oh, you're missing out. I'll read it for you. The Agos Vitzionim says right before the words Umaishna, Mikan ad hapiska shechru re'avadim, from here until the two dots, hu l'shono shel harav Yehudoi ge'on, based on the Ritva. Right, this is one of two examples. On the next page, it's 25 lines of Gemara. So over here, this is, I believe, the first time in Shas we've seen this, and it's important to know the history. Mishnayos were done around the year 200, 220 when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died. From then on, there were six generations approximately of Amoraim. And they finished it's kind of like the canonization, as it were, of the Gemara was really with Ravashi, who was the end of the period of the Amoraim. Now, after that, there was a period called the Savoraim. The Savoraim are nameless, anonymous people who wove the Gemara together as we have it. Not exactly as we have it. There were iterations between what we have. But this is a rare example where after the period of the Savoraim, the Gaonim peppered in their own thoughts. This is very uncommon. And we'll see a massive example of this tomorrow. And even though our traditions in general are pretty clear, and certainly we have halachic psak one way or the other, but this puts this daf into question, as it would be the case the next time. On this piece? So tomorrow, that will not be the case. Because Rashi lived about 250 years after the Gaonim. He knew, Rashi knew. Rashi knew what was going on.
He had probably learned was a Gaonim.
He did. And by the way, the Ritva and the Ramban, for tomorrow's example, both with the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva and the Ramban, both say that this was Gaonim. They knew. They knew it didn't fit. And for tomorrow's example, the reason they knew it was Gaonim was because it was too wordy. You're talking too much. So that's how they knew. Like when Rashi dies in Bava Basra and the Rashbam takes over. Oh, I can't wait. I mean, that sounded terrible. I didn't mean that about Rashi. I just mean about Bava Basra. So because tomorrow you'll see it's super verbose and overly explanatory. Usually Gemaras leave a lot for us to uncover. So, okay. Anyways, over here, this piece of Gemara really doesn't belong from here to the two dots. So it's about 15 lines of Gemara. The Gemara says, Umay shna mishtar echov. So what Rav Yehudai Gaon added in is, I don't understand. By Shtar Echov the other day, when we were learning on Daf Yud Beis, we didn't say this. That's not, what did we see on Daf Yud Beis? And this is a bit of a throwback, a little PTSD from some difficult Gemaras. Matzah Shtar Echov, we have some Braisa, we have a Mishnah from earlier. We had said that if you find a Shtar Echov of a property that has a lien on it, so then Lo Yachzir, you should not give it back. And ve'ukimna, we had made an ukimta about that Gemara, kshechayev mode. That was when the balchov, the love, whatever, whoever he was, not the love, the person who owed money, agreed that he owed money. Why? For the same reason we just said 5 lines ago about the peros. Umishum shema kasav lil vos benisan v'lo lova ad tishrei. V'katarif l'kuchos shelo kedin, and therefore lo yachzer. We were concerned that even though the person who owed money agreed that he owed money, but we were still concerned about a possible delay in authorship to delivery from the time the shtar was written until the guy who owed money received it, and it would have been shelo kedin. So hasam nami lehadar v'chi asi lemitrav neimale aisi raya imas mata shtar chov liyadech. Why is it that only by get do we assume that a woman would be asked, oh, when did you get the get? And over here by a balchov, we don't offer that as a solution. That's what Rabbi Yehudai Gaon was worried about. Great question. And the Gemara says, Amre, Pacha Gabe Get Isha, things are a little different. Asi lo keach v'tava, the buyer is going to come and claim. Amar, Hay dehadruha nehala rabbonon legita, the reason why they gave you a get was mishum dilo tagin v'tesiv, because they don't want you to be an aguna and to be stuck. Hashta de ka'asya lemitraf, now that you're coming to collect money, tezel v'tesi raya emas matagid l'yada. You need to give me the exact timing. I understand why the Chachamim gave it to you. We don't want you to be an aguna. They gave it to you, even though the transaction may not have perfectly completed. And I understand why they did it. They had a driver. The Chachamim were concerned. So they jumped the gun and they had the shtar. But hacha by a bal chov, hacha gabe shtar chov, lo asi lo keach v'tava. There, the Chachamim, there was no push for anyone to give it to you. Why did they give it to the mitrafu? Maybe you're motivated to try and steal things from me, to take things shelo kedin. This explains the distinction between the two. It's already Marif. We have so much to catch up on. Let's just do a little bit more until the second of the wide lines, and then we'll stop. Shichrur Avadim. We had spoken about in our Mishnah, what if you find a shtar shichrur? So if you look back in the Mishnah that we started with on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it says Hareze Lo Yachzir, because we were concerned that maybe the Baal changed his mind. Tana Rabbanan Matzah Shtar Shichrur Beshuk Bizman She'arav Mode Yachzir LeEved. When the master says, "I agree, I really want this guy to go free, no problem," we give it to the Eved and he's free. Ein harav modeh lo yachzir lo lazeh ve lo lazeh. Now, what did we see in this braisa? Bizman she'arav modeh miha yachzir le'eved. Ve'amai nechosh, perhaps we should be concerned about the Eved. Shema kosav liten lo benisan ve'lo nosan lo ad tishrei ve'azal avda ve'kana nechasim minisan ve'ad tishrei. Perhaps the Eved, during the interim, from the time the shtar shichrur was written until the time it was received, the Eved went and purchased things. And the Rav, thinking that the Eved was still his, and that the Eved, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo, therefore the owner of the Eved saw all of these 10 properties that the Eved purchased during this murky time, and the owner took them from the Eved and sold them. He did something that was dishonest. And says the Gemara, it really depends where we can say this argument. Three lines, four lines before the wide lines. If it's a schus for an Eved to go free, if we say that once the Edim sign the shtar on a shtar shichrur, the Eved is free, even without the delivery, a little bit of a pregame show, you get to go early, then we could understand of the lekucho shelo kedin, where the Eved took the properties that the Eved sold and he tried to sell them, that the Eved purchased, and he tried to sell them shelo kedin. But how could you even understand this concern of the Katar of Lekucho Shelo Kedin if he's not going to be divorced from the Baal in a scenario where it's Chavinlo? He has to have it in hand. And therefore, any purchases he made during the interim of the writing and the delivery of the shtar were not the Eved's to purchase. So it says the Gemara, Dechi Asi Lemitrov, here too, just like by the Isha, Amrinan Le, I see Raya, Emas Mata, Shechrur Liyadacha. We would say the same exact thing by him as we would by the Isha. Here, Rabbi Yodagon is quiet. He doesn't interject over here. All right, so we'll stop right here on the second of the wide lines on Yod Testament Aleph, and I'll keep trying to catch us up. We'll end the Masechta on time, Bli Neder, if I'm in town. I don't know, we'll figure it out. Wishing you all a beautiful night.